This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reiterated the government's commitment to strengthening infrastructure and connectivity in Sikkim. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering at the closing ceremony of the state's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljor Stadium. On the occasion, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid foundation stones for multiple development projects worth 4,000 crore rupees. He also announced 6 cricket academies for the Northeast region. He described the Northeast as India's Ashtalakshmi and emphasized on the government's resolve of Act East, Act Fast.
नॉर्थ ईस्ट ये हिंदुस्तान की अष्टलक्ष्मी है, इसलिए हम एक्ट ईस्ट की पॉलिसी पर तो काम कर ही रहे हैं। हमने नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए एक्ट फास्ट का संकल्प भी लिया है और इसलिए एक्ट ईस्ट एक्ट फास्ट आज भी यहाँ हजारों करोड़ रुपए की सेजा परियोजनाओं का लोकार्पण और शिलान्यास हुआ है। इनमें रोड, पावर, टूरिज्म, हेल्थ, एजुकेशन, हर तरह के प्रोजेक्ट शामिल है।
Describing the state as the heaven of the east, the Prime Minister urged tourists to visit the state and experience its famed orchids while also praising its cleanliness. A grand cultural program titled Thousand Steps of Unity, featuring over 1,500 local artists, was held to mark the occasion. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited the orchidarium in Gangtok, witnessing the state's rich ecological and floral heritage. Prime Minister Modi will be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. He will reach his parliamentary constituency Varanasi this evening and participate in Mahila Sammelan, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will also flag off 2 new Amrit Bharat Express trains linking Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted the importance of the Shanghai Cooperation Organisation SCO in today's world, where worldview appears fractured and countries are becoming increasingly inward-looking. Speaking at the SCO Defence Minister's meeting in Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan, the Defence Minister remembered the victims of the heinous terrorist attack in Pahalgam. He said during Operation Sindoor, India demonstrated its firm resolve that centres of terrorism will no longer remain immune from justifiable action. Earlier in the day, Mr. Singh held a meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Tung Chun, and Russian counterpart, Andrei Belousov, on the sidelines of the meeting. All preparations are in place for voting in West Bengal tomorrow for the second and final phase of assembly elections. A total of 142 constituencies across 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. 1,448 candidates are in the fray in this phase, including 220 women. In Gujarat, counting of votes for the local body elections is underway. Voting was held on Sunday for 15 municipal corporations, 84 nagarpalikas, 34 district panchayats and 260 taluka panchayats, along with by-elections for 9 seats in 11 municipalities. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today congratulated Oil India Limited and Indian Oil Corporation Limited for the successful new oil and gas discovery in the contract area at Ghadames Basin in Libya. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said, "The discovery reflects the growing global footprints of Indian energy companies." Secretary in the Ministry of Mines, Piyush Goyal, today said India is stepping up efforts to secure critical minerals vital for clean energy, advanced technologies and economic resilience. Mr. Goyal was addressing the summit on developing the critical minerals value chain for a sustainable future in New Delhi. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions today over Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Odisha, Rayalaseema, Telangana, Vidarbh and West Rajasthan. Hot and humid weather conditions will also prevail over Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa and Gujarat. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals at Mullanpur in New Chandigarh this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.